This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
As promised, Ginny Ori is here in the studio with me, and she's here to talk about a mysterious thing. It's a what I call a gala night. Now, I love gala nights, but what does that mean, Ginny? What's going on and when? Tell us all about it.
I love the concept of gala night being a mysterious thing. Yeah. We have a mysterious thing going on at the Apollo.
Yeah, but people have galas, don't they?
And we do, but it's a bit of a prestigious thing for us at the Apollo. Okay. Actually, Kevin, as your listeners will, I hope, know, the Apollo Theatre is an amateur theatre, obviously, as we all are on the island. But we are a member of Little Theatre Group, and so we are, you know, fairly sort of major players on the island theatrically. And I'm sure your listeners will also know that theatrically the island's an absolute hotbed yeah. of activity.
Yeah.
So the Apollo Theatre in Newport, we are working up to a really quite a milestone in the history of the Apollo. Your listeners may or may not have heard of a chap called Lawrence Holofcener, though listeners may have heard of his daughter, Nicole Holofcener, who is a renowned film director. She directed one of these swashbuckling war kind of movies, and I can't remember which one it was, which is appalling. Anyway, there you go, Nicole Holofcener. You can always look her up.
Yeah.
Lawrence Holofcener, and his wife, Julia, are Americans by birth, and they lived in America and sort of all over the world for most of their lives. But for some reason, they ended up on the island. They didn't end up on the island, but they came to the island, and they have a lot of friends here, and they come and go. And they've been very much involved with quite a lot of island organisations, notably the Garlic Farm and so forth, and indeed the Apollo. And Larry was what you might call a Renaissance man. He was one of those people who can turn their hand to all sorts of stuff. But Larry, who sadly died in March at 91,
wow.
In the 1950s or thereabouts, he wrote the musical Mr. Wonderful for Sammy Davis Jr. So, you know, he yeah. moved in the right circles. He wrote tons of stuff, a song called, for example, Too Close for Comfort, which, again, your listeners may have heard of.
Yeah.
Variety of stuff, very well known in his circles, knew everybody, had done everything. He wrote a play called Before You Go. He wrote songs, he wrote musicals, he wrote plays, he acted on Broadway. He's, you know, you name it, Larry's yeah. done it, bless his heart. But later in life, he found his way into sculpting.
Right.
And somebody said to him, apparently, Larry, look, you know, why don't you have a go at this sculpting thing? And his whole principle in life was, why not?
Yeah.
So somebody said, have a go at sculpting, and he said, hey, why not? And he turned out rather good at it. And that, which was typical of Larry, of course, because whatever he turned his hand to, he was really rather good at. Those of you who have been to London relatively recently may have seen in Bond Street a sculpture called Allies, which is Churchill and Roosevelt sitting at opposite ends of a bench.
Ah, yeah.
And Larry made that.
Wow.
He created a whole load of sculptures of that sort, but I mean a whole load.
Yeah.
For example, if any of you go to Glen Eagles, not somewhere I've ever set foot on.
Can't say I've ever been.
No, can't say I have either, but there you go, somebody must. there's a sculpture called Faces of Golf or something, and it's a whole load of small profiles of famous golfers, and it hangs at Glen Eagles, and it was all a bit prestigious. Anyway, about 30-odd years ago, Larry created something similar called Faces of Olivier.
Right.
And it's a sculpture about 3 foot by 2, solid bronze, damn great thing, depicting Laurence Olivier in a whole range of his roles. They're just heads or profiles.
Yeah.
28 of them, I believe, in all sorts of his famous roles. And I can't begin to sort of quote them all, but Hamlet and Shylock and Chapo from Marathon Man. And there's, I mean, he's... As yeah. you know, Laurence Olivier, is, you know, he, you name it, he's done it. Anyway, so I am getting to the point, Kevin, believe me, trust me, I'm getting to the point.
Yeah.
So Larry created this sculpture. It was commissioned by the Chichester Festival Theatre because in the mid-1980s, Laurence Olivier was its, I don't know, head trustee kind of patron bloke. And it was hung to great acclaim at Chichester in about 1985. And Olivier unveiled it and the whole thing was fab. So moving on, about 30 years later, Chichester redeveloped, whatever, did stuff to their foyer. And the sculpture was moved to a different location. And Larry wasn't kind of wildly enthusiastic about this. And in the end, he decided he would take his sculpture back. When he first made it, two castings were made of the mould. One went to Chichester, one just stayed in storage. And bless them, out of the entire goodness and generosity of their hearts, Larry and Julia have donated the second casting of this very prestigious sculpture to the Apollo.
Wow.
And that's where my rambling story comes to its conclusion, or to its climax, because they, as I say, they have absolutely generously and delightfully donated it to us. And this happened about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. And we've spent the intervening time working out where to hang it, because, it's a big piece. It's not lightweight. Where to hang it, all the various stuff. And we're going to have this gala night on the 1st of November to celebrate its hanging and its unveiling. And Larry's wife, widow, Julia, is coming all the way over from America, because she has lots of friends over here. Wherever they go, they make friends, to unveil it for us.
Wow.
And there will be an evening of, a short evening of entertainment that references both the Larrys, Laurence Olivier and Laurence Holof Senna.
That's an amazing story,
great.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
What an honour for the Apollo.
Well, it is rather. We have invited a number of people who have very kindly said they'll come, such as, the High Sheriff and the representative of the Lord Lieutenant and so forth. But also we have, for example, the chair of the Little Theatre Guild, which is a national organisation which acts on behalf of little theatres all over the country.
Yeah, because little theatres, for those who don't know, that's not just a funny word for theatres that are small. It's actually a branch of theatre, isn't it, with a membership across the country?
It is.
Do you know what does little theatre actually mean?
Well, the specific criterion to be part of the Little Theatre Guild is that you own your own premises.
Okay.
And so we're quite rare in that regard anyway. Yeah. I think there's only one other on the island, and that's Trinity and Cows,
yes.
I think.
I think you're right.
And I don't know whether Trinity or LTG, but we certainly are. And so places like the Maskers in Southampton, all along the south coast, there are little theatres here and there, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, various places, who are LTG members.
So it's
a big organisation.
The building.
That's the main criteria.
Okay. Yeah. So the event is November the 1st, and presumably you'll have a full house and it's an invited audience. So it's not as if our listeners can say, oh, goody, I want to come. You're probably full, are you?
Well, we are, because it is an invited audience.
Yeah.
But what I would love your listeners to think is, hey, there's this really rather interesting theatre on the island that I may not have known about.
Yeah.
I wonder what they do. And if your readers should think that, they could look at our website, which is...
What a good plug.
What a good plan, which is, and this, you'll see it's moving seamlessly, Kevin, www.apollo-theatre.org.uk. And if you have a look on there, you'll see we have a season every year of 7 plays. It's all jolly good stuff.
Yeah, beautifully done. I didn't know you were going to do a shameless plug, Ginny.
What else would I do?
Oh, I fell for that. But speaking of shameless plugs, you have actually got a production that opens tonight, haven't you? How's that for a link for you?
Well, it's pretty good, actually, Kevin, and I'm greatly appreciative.
It's called Going Straight, isn't it?
Absolutely.
While you look through your files on your desk there.
Just checking my files on my desk. It's absolutely called Going Straight. It is. It's a comedy. It's great fun. It's by an author called Richard Harris. It's not the actor Richard Harris, it's the playwright Richard Harris, which must be deeply confusing for both of them, except that the actor, of course, died a little while ago, so I suppose. Anyway, moving on. Richard Harris has a really long and prestigious list of stuff he's been involved with and written, loads of episodes of stuff for television that you all have seen, but he's particularly known for a number of plays... such as Stepping Out, which we did at the Apollo quite a while ago now.
That.
Yeah, in the 80s,
was that
90s.
2 years ago?
No, it was in the 90s, I think.
Was it?
Which is a fantastic play.
Oh, wow.
One called Outside Edge,
yes.
Which Trinity did fairly recently, last year, I believe, or possibly early this year. Anyway.
Is that a cricket one?
That's the one.
Yeah.
It was done on television as well, which was rather fab. Mm. So we are doing Going Straight, which is another of Richard Harris's very, very slick, very well written, very funny comedies.
Yeah.
The gist of it is that the strap line is old villains may retire, but do they ever go straight?
Yeah.
Because it's about two aging East End villains who end up in
oh, brilliant.
You know, in Spain or whatever, and stuff that goes on.
Okay, and that opens tonight, and
it'll be
Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday to Saturday next week?
Spot on, Kevin. It opens tonight, so Friday and Saturday this week, and then Tuesday to Saturday next week inclusive. There are still seats available, so that is something that your listeners could go along to, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Another reason for you to repeat that web address, then, I would have thought, Ginny.
Indeed, where tickets can be booked online at www.apollo-theatre.org.uk and very reasonably priced, may I say. £8 tonight, £8.50 thereafter.
Stop it. This is an advertising break now.
Right. Hey, we're allowed to, aren't we? Yeah. We're a theatre. We've got to.
Okay. Well, it's brilliant. Lovely to talk to you again, Ginny.
And
thanks
you, Kevin,
for coming
as
in. And we can't wait for the gala.
Neither can we.
You can't beat a gala.
We are, as always, going round in small circles, but we shall be there. We shall be doing it.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ginny.
Nice to speak to you, Kevin. www.vectisradio.com